This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Bobby C. Lee is an entrepreneur and also an early adopter of Bitcoin. In his book, he makes the claim that money is a natural right. He acknowledges that it may seem odd to say something like that. After all, it isn't what John Locke listed as one of the many inalienable rights like life, health, liberty, or possessions. But if you think about it, money represents a fruit of your labor. You are paid for your work and should be able to use those funds however you wish. You might already think that that is already the case with the cash in your pocket. But what about the money you put in the bank or other investments? He wrote his book before the Canadian truckers had their bank accounts seized and before the U.S. and EU seized funds Russia had in foreign banks. Now the seven questions he often asks are even more relevant. Here are just four of those questions. When you deposit a check, do you have access to the full amount immediately? Can you withdraw or transfer any amount of money at all times? Can you complete the transfer, payment, or withdrawal without having to pay an exorbitant banking fee? Does the money, including interest accrued, have the same purchasing power today as when you first deposited it into the bank? If you answered no to any of those questions, it illustrates that you really don't have total control of your money. The last question also illustrates that your money isn't a very good store of value since the value of the dollar is declining every year. Even if you don't believe that money is a natural right, I hope you can see why more Americans are looking for a form of money that is permissionless, censorship-resistant, and a store of value. The events of the last year make an even more compelling case. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.